All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have open lines here at 512-248-8252 here at Republic Broadcasting. Republic Broadcasting is not quite self-sustaining. We're working at it, working diligently to become self-sustaining. In the meantime, we will gladly take your donations. Just go to the Republic Broadcasting website, and get the address right there and mail your check. Just make it out to RBN. That's all we need is RBN. Got a headline here at Liberty Daily. Gun Owners of America. Larry Pratt, the founder of Gun Owners at GOA. I know Larry. We've met and talked several times privately. 18 Republican senators who voted for the omnibus spending bill. $1.7 trillion. One of my senators, Roy Blunt, who will no longer be a senator in a few days, he voted for it. No surprise there. We're spending ourselves into oblivion. That's what's going on. And Dr. Horowitz, would you like to say farewell for the year before you go with the rest of your day, sir?
Thank you, John. Yeah, just I wish everyone a healthy, happy New Year 2023. Hopefully the Creator will bless all of us with that capacity to move through this hypocrisy and insanity alive and well. And that's my prayer, John. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you the last couple of years. And thank you, Kirk and Julie and RBN. And folks, yes, please donate to RBN because there's nothing like this place. This is a great, great place to get great information that you're not going to get anywhere else.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Enjoy your new year, and we'll talk next week and during the new year.
Sounds great, John. God bless. Right, bye-bye.
I recall when I was first being offered a time slot here at Republic Broadcasting. It was a Saturday afternoon, one-hour slot. Mr. Stattmiller, I was asking Mr. Stattmiller about censorship, and he says, John, it's your hour. It's your hour. We have freedom of speech here at Republic Broadcasting, and you get to say anything you want to say. I said, thank you, sir. I'll keep that in mind. And Mr. Stattmiller always lived up to his word. There was never any censorship of anything I ever did here at Republic Broadcasting. And that's a great thing to have a censorship-free platform, especially now. We're now learning, and once again, thanks to Elon Musk and a release of the documents, that the FBI and intelligence agencies have been involved in censoring and controlling all of these social platforms, pretty much all the big ones anyway. And, of course, we've known for years that Google will censor out things they don't want. I know, for example, Facebook, if you put my website into a Facebook post, that post will not go out. It will not be allowed to be seen by anybody. So to defeat the AI that does this, when I want to put my website in, I have a Facebook page, of course, the John Moore Radio Show. I put the, and then .. liberty .. man .. .com. And people are smart enough to figure that out, of course. But that's what it takes to get past the censorship at Facebook that is ongoing, continues to this day. I opened up a Twitter account. Never had a Twitter account until after Elon Musk bought it and then ended the censorship. I'm still learning what Twitter is, how it works, and so forth. I've been told by the people helping me that if you follow me, I will follow you. I guess that's an important thing. I don't know. The omnibus spending bill does funding for gun control programs. That's why Gun Owners of America has spoken out. They're the real deal when it comes to being pro-gun. They're the real deal. The NRA is not. I'm a life member of the NRA. I'm not about to give up my membership for a number of reasons. But when it comes to being pro-gun, when it comes to legislation and supporting and going against certain men and women running for office, NRA is not who you can trust. They aren't. And I've seen this personally. They gave the highest rating to a man, a U.S. congressman, who was one of the last two votes to pass the 1994 crime bill, which included a ban on semi-automatic rifles and high-capacity magazines. They gave them gave him their highest rating. While they did not give a rating to my friend John Ross, very strong pro-gun guy, author of the book Unintended Consequences. John died earlier this year. Great friend, and I've been to his home a number of times. They basically ignored him, did not give him a rating at all. That's what happened, and I saw this happen personally. So when it comes to NRA, you can't trust them. They supported the 1968 Gun Control Act, which was almost pretty close, a word-for-word English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. How could that be? Well, it was, and it did happen, and it changed most of what the alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives people do on a daily basis when it comes to firearms is part of the Gun Control Act of 1968. The majority of the work regarding firearms is a consequence of that legislation passing in 1968. Now, here's what happened. Early in the year 1968, Senator Chris Dodd in Connecticut requested from the Library of Congress an English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. Now, he knew about all this because he was in Nuremberg as an attorney. What was that? That would have been 20-something years before, at the Nuremberg war crime trials, war crime tribunals. So he knew all about the Nazi gun laws. So the Library of Congress did that. They provided that English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. Senator Dodd and his staff took those and, with slight modifications, made that the 1968 Gun Control Act. Now, how did this come? How do we know about this? Well, two researchers did the research. They found out all this information, and they wrote a book about it, and it was published by another group that I support, the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Aaron Zellman, I knew Aaron pretty well. I didn't star, but I had a role in a documentary he did. Aaron's now passed on, and there's new leadership there. But in this book, they print on one page, when you go left, right, you can see on the left the English translation of the Nazi gun laws, and on the right, the equivalent page in the 1968 gun laws. You look left, you look right, you look left, you look right. And you can see that frequently there's almost no changes. Obviously, there'd be some changes because of the differences in the two countries and cultures and so forth. But they didn't change much, not at all. Now, when I was really active doing investigative work, which I'm no longer, back in the mid-80s, I belonged to a number of associations of investigators, and I was attending meetings with FBI agents, ATF agents, and all these, you know, DEA and so forth. We'd get together once a month for lunch and or sometimes dinner, and I got to know the agent in charge of the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms in St. Louis. He invited me to his office, and I went there, and we're talking and having a very cordial conversation about different matters. And he says, "John, I got something for you." And he hands me a bound copy of the 1968 Gun Control Act. And I looked at it, and I knew exactly what it was. And he asked me what I thought. And I said, "Well, thank you." I said, "Oh, by the way, do you know that this is an English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws?" He didn't respond. I asked him again. I said, "Sir, do you know that what you just handed me is an English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws?" His demeanor changed entirely. Our friendly, cordial conversation ended and he became angry with me. And he said, "Yes, I know. So what?" That was his response. "Yes, I know. So what?" He didn't anticipate that his guest in his office at the headquarters in St. Louis of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms would have a clue that what he was handing me as a gift, a complimentary gift for visiting his office, he didn't have a clue that his guest would know what he really handed him. But he did know himself. I doubt many men and women joining the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to look forward to a career, a nice paycheck, and a nice pension at the end of their 20 or 25 years. I doubt that very many of them have a clue when they're joining, become a young agent, that their job, much their job, when it comes to firearms, almost all their job, will be based on enforcing the Nazi gun laws on the streets of America. By the time they do find out, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years later, they've been working, getting their paycheck, working for that pension. They've got a whole lifestyle built around a career. So what are they going to do? I doubt very many resign once they find out that they're enforcing Nazi gun laws, if they ever do find out, which probably most don't. They do find out, by then it's too late in their opinion. Too late in their opinion, because they made this commitment to this career, to this monthly paycheck, to this pension that they're looking forward to. And they justify it, they rationalize it, and they continue working for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms instead of doing the right thing and making a public spectacle of their quitting, of their resignation. They continue working. That's what they do. Putting their career and their paycheck and their pension ahead of doing the right thing. Letting their co-workers know, because most don't, by the way. Letting their co-workers know that, oh, by the way, guys, by the way, gals, what you're doing every day out there enforcing these laws, you're enforcing the Nazi gun laws on the streets of America. No, they don't do that. They don't. They continue working, drawing that paycheck, looking forward to that pension, and they keep their mouth shut. It's a sad commentary, but it's true. And of course, I found this out as a young man in the Army. When I got back from Vietnam, I was transferred to the Special Forces, the 6th Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg, as an intelligence analyst working in the intelligence section. Almost all of us there were Vietnam vets. We had one young captain who was getting ready to go to Vietnam. We spent a lot of time counseling him on what to do and not do to keep himself alive, and that advice probably saved his life. In fact, we got a report back that he followed our instructions rather than the instructions of his commander, and it saved his life and the life of his team when he went against those orders. Thank goodness. But one of the men I worked with in the unit in the 6th group, he says, "Yeah, John, I know the war is not right, but it's the only war we got." It was kind of an attitude. Most of these men that I worked with there, the majority of them were quite a bit older than me. I was only 21 at the time. Most of these guys were in their mid to late 30s. Even some of them. Our commander was old enough to be my father. In fact, when I met with him, he says, "John, my son is the same age you are." So he was in his mid to late 40s. They were able to rationalize and justify what they were doing. And most of these guys were looking forward to getting out of the Army. I took a class at the university extension there on base. And I kept bumping into the guys I worked with on a daily basis. They were getting their education, preparing for their civilian life, and getting ready to walk away from the Special Forces and return to civilian life. That was all smart on their part. course it was. Very smart. But that's just human nature, is that most men and women, most of the time, will continue doing work that's unethical, that's wrong, to maintain that paycheck and that pension. Here's our break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My website's down for the time being. Hope to get it back up before the day's over. In the meantime, if you need an energy cleaner, just give me a call at 314-965-3007. We have a caller on hold. We're at Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling just to make a comment. I think you mentioned JPFO. I think it stands for Jews for Protection of Firearm Ownership.
Right, preservation of firearms ownership, right.
Yes, yeah. But I think it's a laudable organization, but may have fallen on hard times because of the position they have taken. Because I left many messages on their machine, the 800 number, but did not get a response. And the reason I called is really something which describes NRA. I think NRA is just a shill created to steer congressional or senatorial voting to whatever way they want, so that Second Amendment is more and more dilute as time passes by. And that book is Dial 911 and Die. I am still awaiting my copy, but I believe it discusses the Castle Doctrine in all of the 50 states as to that well-known Supreme Court holding that the job of police is not to protect life, but to protect property. So that's all I wanted to say, that the book is also distributed by JPFO. I think it is includes shipping just at $12, but it seems they are not really operating at their Wisconsin address, and one will have to buy that book elsewhere. So that's all I wanted to say, that NRA is just a shill created to steer voting and public sentiment in whatever direction the PTB want to make. That's all. Thank you again for taking my call.
Okay, thanks for the call. I'm looking here at the JPFO store. It looks, here we go, maybe this will bring it up. All I'm seeing is a mug. They don't have the books for sale. Let's see if JPFO books, let's see if we can come. Okay. The book that I was referring to is titled Gun Control, Gateway to Tyranny. That has the English translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws, 2495. I don't know if that includes shipping or not. But the COVID has hurt a lot of organizations, volunteer organizations, I know. I support the JPFO. It's a great organization. If it wasn't for them and the research these two writers did, we wouldn't know. Unless somebody else came up with it, we wouldn't know that the 1968 Gun Control Act is a pretty much word for word translation of the 1938 Nazi gun laws. We may not know that even to this day. Thank goodness for JPFO. And let's see, there is a video I did with them, and let's see if that's still for sale. Videos and CDs. If this one that I appeared in is still for sale, let's see. The Gang, yeah, that's the one that I appear in, titled The Gang, $29.95. I was interviewed regarding that, and I told the story I just told about the ATF agent in charge in our conversation, and him presenting me with a copy of the 1968 Gun Control Act. Needless to say, our friendship came to a screeching halt that day. Unfortunately, I think he was a great guy otherwise, and it's a shame that our relationship had to end in that manner. I've got a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily, and we'll be back with Tom Berryhill and get caught up with Tom on what's going on with the energy cleaner. His struggles to get these computer chips to build energy cleaners continues. And it's been a real struggle for him to do this, but he continues to do it and be able to build these energy cleaners and help people all over the world to get relief. And we'll see what's going on with Tom here in a moment. So, JPFO, it's a small group. I've never had any, the kind of funding they deserve. But we hope to, I hope that they can continue. Okay. And here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's been a challenge. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, was in the hospital again. He's been in much of October. He was in the hospital almost the entire month. He just got home from the hospital yesterday. And he told me last night, we talked on the phone briefly, he'll be back at work on my website today, getting it back up and running. It's been down now for, I think, right at not quite 2 weeks it's been down. It's been a challenge, but he said he'd be working on it and hopefully get it up and running before the day is over. All right, we have patient Wayne Green and my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is the manufacturer of the energy cleaner, and we'll be talking about the energy cleaner and how it can help you and related topics. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
About the same.
Okay, good. Well, is 60 degrees here, and the snow is all gone, isn't it?
It really is. That's great. It's a lot better than that 3 below that we had.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, my Liberator rocket heater kept the house nice and warm here, thank goodness. And it's been a challenge, this weather. We typically don't get this much cold this long, do we?
No, it was unusually cold. That was really a rare event.
It was, but we're past it for the time being. We may be at the beginning what's frequently called in our neighborhood the January thaw, right?
Well, yes. And at this, I don't know how long these higher temperatures will last, but it certainly thawed things out.
Well, it's pretty typical in our area that for a week or sometime 10 or 14 days in January, we'll have short sleeve weather. A break from winter, and then back to winter by the end of January. That's happened forever here, as far as I know. Well, anyway, Tom, you're manufacturing energy cleaners, and I guess before we go much farther, we should get our disclaimer, shouldn't we?
Yes, that's right. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well said. Well, I'm getting a fresh delivery of energy clearance from me today. I'm all caught up on back orders, thank goodness. It's always gratifying to be caught up, and I don't like to have orders sitting around waiting to be fulfilled. I'll pick up some fresh ones from you today, and looks like we got a caller here already. We got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen. I had an epiphany with the energy cleaner over the weekend. Before I tell you that, I wanted to compare and contrast that with the ITeraCare wand. I'm about 95% good health. I use both for preventative maintenance. The energy cleaner that I've had about 5 years, the ITeraCare wand about 2 months. The energy cleaner primarily works while you sleep, although you have the travel pad and the micro throw, whereas the ITeraCare wand is for standing or supine, but you're awake. You said, Tom, that the energy cleaner works on soft tissue but not bone, and the terahertz frequency is claimed to activate dormant stem cells in bone marrow. That's a win-win combination. I suppose that both work in bath water, with the ITeraCare as a higher cord that you could be electrocuted. With the energy cleaner.
No, you don't want anything plugged into the wall in a bathtub with you. That's you wouldn't do that, would you?
Right.
Okay.
And
just checking.
Sure. Thank you. The epiphany was that you can structure the drinking water with both. I lent my ITeraCare wand out, and I decided to use the silver spoon method and distill drinking water in a large ball jar. Had Lee Kroc or you, Tom, ever done that?
I've had quite a few people tell me they've used the energy cleaner to energize water, and with various results. I really have never tried it myself, although I have supplied quite a few people with Lakowski coils that they connected the energy cleaner output cable to, and they use that coil to set the whatever the container was holding the water. It would have to be non-metallic, but they would set that on that coil and energize the water that way. I don't know how well it works. It possibly could. I've had people tell me it worked great. I just don't know, because I don't have any direct hands-on experience with it myself. And I don't recall ever saying that the energy cleaner doesn't work on bone cells, because we've had many, many people, including myself, that have healed broken bones with that signal. I broke the little finger on my left hand when a lawnmower I was working on slipped off the support and broke that finger. It was sticking out at a right angle to my hand, and what hurt the most was when I had to pull it out and straighten it out, and then I taped it. I made a little fixture that I secured to the palm of my hand with surgical tape, and then I wrapped those two fingers together to keep the broken one immobile, and then I wrapped that with aluminum foil and had a wire embedded there in that went up my shirt sleeve, and I had an energy cleaner hooked to it. I put it in a small backpack, and I kept that thing on 24/7 for several days, and that finger healed like it was never broken in the first place. In about a week, it was totally back to normal. The pain and the swelling, and I'm telling you, it was swollen, black and blue and everything else. All of that went away within a couple of hours. The swelling was totally gone, and it mended in less than a week. In another case, a very badly broken leg healed up in less than 2 weeks when it was supposed to take 8 weeks and maybe even longer, plus some potential surgery may have to be done later to fix that up. That was my wife, and she actually had me cut the cast off her leg. She said, "Get that thing itches." She said, "I can't stand it." And the energy cleaner made the swelling go down so fast and so much that the cast they put on at the hospital was flopping around on her leg doing nothing. We had to shim it up. I was sticking folded up newspaper down in there to make it a little better contact instead of that thing moving around. And she said, "Just cut that stupid thing off." That was after a few days. And then I did put a splint on there just in case, but we wrapped her ankle and her leg with aluminum foil, and I had a wire embedded with that. She stayed on that energy cleaner in less than 2 weeks. It was totally healed, and she was walking on it. And when she went back to the follow-up care, they about fainted when she walked in the building, and the cast was gone, and she just walked in. It'd take a while to tell the story, but I'll tell you what, that doctor was so angry, he just got up and stormed out of the room.
Thank you.
He had enough of me and her, but she healed up fine and never bothered her the rest of her life.
Well, thank you for the clarification and evidently a correction of what I heard or what I thought I heard on the bones. I appreciate that. So then the summary for the energy cleaner, it's a good sleep makeover. Your autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic is fight or flight, and that goes more dormant at night, and the parasympathetic is rest and digest. Although rapid eye movement, the sympathetic will engage a little bit. And then I was having trouble with arthritis in my thumbs with the Itericare wand, and for some reason that cleared up only with the Itericare wand. The rest of the arthritis in my body, the energy cleaner took care of that. So I'm happy with both, and I know there's about three hosts that sell the Itericare wand. I got mine from Ingrid Castle, and thanks for all you do, and I appreciate that.
Okay. Anything else, Sherman?
No, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. It's always good to get these testimonials, isn't it, Tom?
It is, John. And the other unit he was mentioning, I don't have any information on that. I don't even know what it is. So
I don't have a clue myself. I never heard of it. Don't know anything about it. So, but if he's having results and he's satisfied with it, I'm good for him.
I say whatever works, use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Tom, this will be our last show as far as the energy cleaner for this year. Tomorrow will be our last show of the year. And your struggle to get computer chips has not changed very much, if at all, has it?
Well, it got a little bit better there for a while, and now it's dropped off. I haven't received anything in the last couple of weeks. So maybe in the first couple of weeks of January, I might get some more in. probably will. That's what I've been told. But just things are I get them straight out of Taiwan, out of Taipei, Taiwan, and the gentleman I deal with there has told me it's a little touchy right now, but he really thinks there will be some more supplies. Some domestic sources that have these types of chips were saying that they would have several thousand in February, and now that's been pushed out to November of 2023, so almost a year down the road before any of those would be available domestically. Now, that could change, too. I don't know. I have several sources that I can purchase from, and I'm watching all of them. I check twice a day, every day, and 7 days a week, John, looking for these things. And that's just those parts. Now, there's other parts that are in short supply, too, but that's loosening up somewhat. But still, you have to really stay on top of this stuff. And a big concern is that the plastic materials that the cases are made out of have more than doubled in price now. So I'm required to buy 1 ton, 2,000 pounds to get the best price. So we'll see what happens. But I will be placing a 1 ton order in January. And
really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's how I buy it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of plastic.
Yeah. Well, 2,000 pounds, and I have it shipped to a freight dock, and I don't have a forklift here to get it off the truck, so I have it shipped to, they could drop it with a lift gate, but then the additional cost for that lift gate is so much, it's not worth it. So I have it taken to a freight dock, and they charge me a few bucks just to receive it, and I know the people that own the place and all that, so they and I use them for I buy different machinery in it, and I ship out and receive machinery and machine tool parts and stuff, so they handle all my freight brokerage and everything, so I just have them handle that.
The energy clean weighs about a pound, so once you take out the waste, or a little bit of waste, you're looking at not quite 2,000 units out of 2,000 pounds, right?
Well, actually, it'd be about 1,000 because about you only get to use about 50% of the sheet, and I am looking for a granulator to grind all that up into granules that I could put in drums, and if I can bring the sheets back, but once these flat sheets take a three-dimensional form, they take up a lot of space, and to haul back half of it to the extruder would be, it's just not worth it. It's actually more cost-effective to landfill it. I hate doing that, so I am going to buy a granulator and grind it up into granules that they can readily, put in as they call that regrind, and then use it, and it'll give me a discount on my next order. So I'm going to start doing that.
Well, that would help. Anything that saves money, I'm certainly in favor of it. Well, for those who don't know, we have new listeners every week. Here's what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a TENS unit. No, it's not. It's not a Rife frequency generator. The two things that the energy cleaner is most usually confused with. So here's what it is. It's an electronic healing device about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D's and Delta and 9 D-cell batteries. No off-on switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would go to one of the mattress pads that I offer for sale, and an LED lamp that alternately flashes red and green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. So once you get your energy cleaner, you just install the 9 batteries, put the cover plate back on, plug in your mattress pad, put the mattress pad on your bed, and sleep on it 8 hours a night. And it couldn't be more simple, could it, Tom?
No, it's that simple. Very, very simple. Just pay attention. And for anybody who has an energy cleaner, this time of year you want to pay attention to your batteries. Check them. See if they're still okay, because any electronic device that uses batteries, carbon zinc type batteries, they are subject to leakage. And it's not just the energy cleaner, it's any electronic device. Anybody that's ever had a flashlight get all messed up from batteries leaking they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And the same thing can happen with the energy cleaner. So you need to clean it out. And in some cases, it will actually damage the unit. But most of the time, you can clean it out and recover, you know, get it back to normal operating status.
Well, I got a note from one of our listeners. She said, after properly installing the batteries, the unit started sizzling.
Well, what happens is the batteries, there may have been a bad battery in the batch. It can happen. You know, and the reason for that is there's a lot of batteries that are in series and parallel, and they try to self-equalize, and that's possible. One of the batteries could have been in backwards.
More than likely, the batteries weren't installed properly. That's more likely.
Or mixing and match. You know, some of them were Eveready and some were Rayovac, and so you can't mix them. Don't use some used ones you've had laying around. Buy a complete fresh set of batteries when you set this thing up initially, and when you change them once a year or whatever, whenever you decide to change the batteries, make sure they're fresh and that were recently purchased.
Here's our break. Hold on, Tom. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator Rocket Stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator Rocket Heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dix
Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. The energy cleaner is only $285, shipping included. The mattress pads, they vary in price depending on what you need. We have twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the micro plush throws, and of course the handy travel size. If you, for the time being, and this may change before the day's over, I will personally take your order. Just give me a call when the show's over at 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, and Tom, we like to remind people this time of year, this when they start getting the beautiful seed catalogs about the energy cleaner helping with fruits and vegetables, right?
Yes, that's true, and it's real simple to do. Put a in your garden plot or in your greenhouse, just suspend a grid of chicken wire over the plants where they're growing, and keep it insulated above ground. Don't let it get grounded or, you know, touch the plants themselves. It doesn't have to touch. It just has to be close. Few inches away is even fine. And you energize that by clipping onto it with the output cable from the energy cleaner, and it will help to stimulate the plants and get them to grow a lot faster. If you're producing vegetables, you'll have a much greater harvest. We've seen it in many cases where double the output. So results can be different for everybody, John, but for the most part, people have been very happy with the results doing this. So it's something to keep in mind, and it's another application for this energy technology.
Right. Now, keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on an energy cleaner, something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do, but I do that for me, you personally. Now, Tom, I used the bathtub method a couple of times this week. It is so, oh, so relaxing. It's simply fill up the tub with warm water, attach a metal spoon because no sharp edges to the power cord, keep the energy cleaner itself off to the side nice and dry, and sit in the tub and relax and enjoy that signal till the water cools off, or keep adding more warm water. With a hot tub, you turn down the temperature to 98 degrees, and it takes a better part of a day for that water to reduce that to that temperature level. And same thing, a metal spoon with the energy cleaner off to the side, and you can spend as long as you want in a hot tub at 98 degrees and get the full effect of an energy cleaner, right, Tom?
Yes, you can. It is a perfect application for this technology. It's simple to do, and there have been people who said they don't have a hot tub. They want to use a bathtub, but they can't get the water deep enough. That's not a problem. Get a large towel, like a beach towel, or just a very large bath towel, and put that in the warm water in the tub and just draw that towel up over your torso all the way up to your neck and around, and just loop that over your shoulders, and that wet towel will conduct that energy right out of the water that you've previously energized.
Absolutely.
And just it will travel right up that towel, and as the towel cools off, dip it back in the water and pull it back up again. It works great.
Tom, thank you. We'll see you in the morning. We'll talk about it in the radio.
Okay, John, thank you.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can. Your firearm transmission. Never, ever get friends. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large state of Missouri I get to live in, and the even larger state of Texas, and Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
And I've got a special announcement. Red Pill Politics, Republic of Texas Radio, and Republic Broadcasting have put together a live broadcast day on January 1st, 2023. All day long,
night on New Year's Day. I don't want you to get too hammered on New Year's Eve, because I want you to be able to get up as bright-eyed, bushy-tailed as you can, because we're going to have a very special broadcast live on New Year's Day. We haven't got all of the arrangements and all the special guest interviews and all the fun quite packaged together yet, but we're well on our way. You're going to hear some great hosts here at RBN. You're going to hear some great interviews, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think this is going to be fun.
After New Year's Eve, tune in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.